for all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Fantasy football season is fast approaching, and if you're looking for an edge this season, you need to contact the guys at Draft Day Consultants. The concept is a simple one. Draft Day Consultants takes your requests and connects you with one of their trusted analysts, who then guide you through your draft. Whether you just need a sounding board on decisions, or if you need them to conduct your entire draft, Draft Day Consultants has you covered. Every one of their consultants has a proven track record of success, and have conducted hundreds, even thousands of mock drafts. Thanks to this year-round research and analysis, the guys at DDC have an unmatched understanding of player values. So gain an edge on your league mates this season by hitting up DraftDayConsultants.com. That's www.DraftDayConsultants.com. Now get after it, fantasy footballers.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academics.com. And athleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach T-Wheel 24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
This Sunday, March 11th, so it's just, and who I gotta have with me, my right hand man. Been with me the longest time on the Boss Man Show. All of you since year 8 with me, my man, Hollywood, Alex.
Yes, indeed. Hollywood is back in. You know what I'm saying? We're doing big things for us, and we're glad to have you all back on the show. You know what I mean? So, y'all listen in. We got a lot of stuff. We got some material for you. We got some emails, of course. That's been a long-standing segment on this show. And, we, you know, you get to see firsthand what real FUIs can truly do. So, you all stay tuned. We're going to get right into it. We're going to get those FUI reports. Oh, my God. The news is big. We have special guests in the house, I'm sure. Mr. Lay the Pipe.
Yes, he's here.
Oh, and by the way, could we expound on this tweet that he sent out?
Yes, we can.
With the t-shirt. What's that about?
Exactly. Like,
he has this, what is this, J.R. Smith Lay the Pipe shirt. Are the perfect Christmas gift. They're also guaranteed to get you laid. Available now in our shop. This is unbelievable. I wish you all could see the shirt. They have him in some shorts, but he looks like a bobblehead, and he has a plan. This is ridiculous. Like, dude, he already got suspended. If I'm not correct, he already got suspended.
Yes,
a game, right? And what was it for? He threw a soup on the coach.
Yes.
That was a tortilla.
Chicken tortilla soup. Yes. That's what he David Jones.
This is. I can't remember what the song's known. Okay, I can dig it. That's a major that my, especially the king. And I'm just with the Gucci Bro, because the shenanigans that you pull throughout your career are probably second to none. That's on a whole, all in all, you're doing the greatest job. You're a constant show, and we can't thank you enough.
You know how much fire is the way to the news? All right. Right on our show time. I keep bands like this almost, to be on our show.
God. That would be crazy. I was like, but no. Like what FUI are going to do. So, I mean,
exactly.
That's what it is.
In Hollywood. Why see Scooby Zane live stream for making this stuff up?
Oh, no, man. I mean, that's what FUI, I'm sure that's what a lot of people say, but the fact of that is, brother, you do not make this stuff up. You have outfitted editions. So, again, thank you. We do give you a list like fun. You have some of the longest streets on our show ever.
Exactly.
It's crazy. But it's all good. It's all, you know, just we're going to keep in you all with these FUI reports. We'll think about that. I mean,
better than you. I have a FUI on your right hand. 7-0-8-4-9-1-1. David,
just... All right. That's... you're going to be for some reason. It's not even odd, it's just for some reason. They seem to a boundless and endless material, but there's always something goofy every day. I mean, if you see some of the emails that I read, they're borderline on spit. They're on another level of, you know what I'm saying? Like another level of just ridiculous. I was flabbergasted. And at the end, I was exasperated. And I'm sure they don't understand what I'm saying.
They don't.
You know, it's
just
ridiculous.
Think what I didn't send you. Know,
so. Oh.
I'm
pretty sure we could make a small booklet out of it. We could make like a small novel out of this stuff. And I mean, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's always good, you know, off your birthday show with these reports. You know what I'm saying? Because while we're celebrating your birthday, we get to give you firsthand the craziness of what FUIs are doing right around you every single solitary day. You understand? So it's awesome just to kick it off for your birthday this way. and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep bringing you the F report, you know what I'm saying, quarterly, but you got to stay tuned, because it's only going to get better from here on out.
Brother, we must mark this summer, you know? Show about
so without further ado, oh, yeah, well,
we're
you know,
free
you know
how they do. We're independent now. So great.
You know? Oh, yeah. And I know they're kicking themselves in the pants, you dig, because we're not there to torture them.
But you know what's funny, though? That some of the issues like, are in the option right now, Hollywood.
What?
And are threatening us.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I can dig it. You know? Because we've been
for
exposing
years.
Them. I mean, like, for years. You know what I mean? It's all good. It's all good. Because it's all fun. It's all in good fun. You know what I'm saying? If you're an FUI and you know it, be proud. You're an FUI. I'm going to clown you, but hey. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do. That's why you send us the emails. They're hilarious. I read them. You know, because I want people to know what kind of people we're dealing. Hey, you. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have a show. So thank you. We're able to do this. You know what I'm saying? So we don't look at it as if it were a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You understand? You know, we go to all kinds every day. Some are ridiculous and stuff, you know. And then you have everything else. You understand? But we're here to give you the best in FUI today for years. And some people like it so much. I mean, people love to hear about it, you know. And we keep doing it. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we got pages full of FUI material. We got the email I said. You know, we're going to keep kicking it off because we love it. Really.
Got there, right,
with that,
well, Hollywood. We got some material for you. The first story is, brother, 5 Colorado nurses were suspended after opening up body bags to admire the genitals of a man who had just died hours earlier.
What?
I'll read it again for you. 5 Colorado nurses were suspended after opening body bags to admire the genitals of a man who had just died hours earlier.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? I mean, like, really? Now they got fired? So, that's from opening up body bags and admiring the genitals of a guy that died earlier. Dude. Like, what are y'all doing in Colorado? It has to be the herb. Like, why would you want to do that? You know what I'm saying? First of all, people don't really want to be that close to a dead body, period. You understand? But these nurses are going to unzip a body bag of a guy that died just to see the pipe.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Like, what are they going to tell their significant? I wonder if they thought about it. Right. Like, how do you do that? That's heavy. That's heavy. Like, you lost your job. Oh, man.
Amazon suspends sale of do-it-yourself home circumcision kits after Seattle, Washington man tries to circumcise his girlfriend's titty.
Something I didn't know. Like, what is this? What was it, a novelty kit or something?
They were selling do
do-it-yourself home circumcision kits, which I don't know why you'd be having need to circumcise somebody at home anyway. But still, he trying to circumcise his wife and his girlfriend's breast, rather. Quote, see the inside of it, see if it was milk in there, allegedly.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, you can't be... What the... That is the crazy... That's about the crazy... I think that's about the craziest heard on this show thus far. I'm saying, that's the whole award. Like, that gets the FUI... That gets activity of year. And he tried to circumcise his girlfriend's titty.
See, there was milk and other stuff in there. What other stuff would be in a titty, my man? I mean, I don't get that either.
Yeah. I'm just trying. Who in the bloody hell would want to get a do-it-at-home circumcision? And they sell this crap on Amazon? Unbelievable. What was this guy?
Circumcising. He said he also learned how to, quote, circumcise incense too. Why?
Okay, man, that's crack. Like, that's that flocker or mojo or whatever. He needs milk.
Well, he's trying. He's trying, obviously, to get some.
Dude, look, that is out of line in every sense of the phrase. Like, these people are crazy. Like, this is what. Do you know where that's coming from? Like, where this guy is located? Seattle, Washington. Okay. Like, what? I guess ever since the grunge era, it's just gone downhill, huh? I don't know, man. Cause that's crazy. And he wants to circumcise his girl's titty. Gotcha. Yeah, that's gonna get the award, bro.
Exactly, I mean.
That's gonna get your FUI activity of the year. I'm telling you, like, that way, that's some Swiss stuff. I'm sure he's loving that. What else we got, brother?
We got this. Florida man downloads 13 zettabytes of porn before net neutrality ends, saying, quote, I ain't buying no GD porn. I gotta get it now while it's free.
That's a lot of porn. Exactly. He's not shaking skin left. His arm is gonna look like. He's gonna have one extra thick arm. Just one super muscle bound arm. He's going like something out of Masters of the Universe. He's going like a He-Man. Like, what? That's a lot of. He's not going to be anything else but porn. No pictures, no nothing. That's crazy, dude. And where's this guy from?
Watch
this. Oh, yeah, said he's. Tap a few eyes, brother. I told you they're everywhere, man. They are everywhere. And that is crazy. Can I ask you a question? Check this out. Do you get FUI reports or emails from Louisiana?
Yeah, I do. We have email from Louisiana. I need to see it. Well, yeah, we have email from Louisiana that I sent you. But it's how they still did was on angry the most.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Unbelievable.
From Shreveport to Lafayette to New Orleans, and we get them.
I would love to see. Brother, I want to see some from Lafayette. Seeing that I'm there like almost every other day.
Yup, we get some from Hammond.
They got crazy.
Get some from there as well. Or Thibodeau.
Oh my goodness. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I can dig it.
They get a lot of material doing the week shows for sure.
Sheesh. That is unbelievable. No, it's believable. I take that back. Dang. Dude, I'm looking at these emails, and let me tell what. And look, I'm serious. This right here is on another level of ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with these people. I'm serious. This is crazy. Like, we got something. You
crazy. That's the best I can find.
Oh, and look.
Scott off.
I mean, I've been kind of looking over thing, and like, they're not, a lot of them, a lot of them, they're not even. I'm serious, like, it's not even subject, but it's just a, this is ridiculous, man. But we're going to get to that in a minute. I'm just letting you know. I'm just saying that, you know, prepare yourself, because these are going to be
Squishy,
right,
like,
here. That's for real.
Email. I saw your email, Squish, but I'm reading it.
Wait on
it. Us and he's tough. I'm not doing that.
Oh, thank you. He's the best ever.
See, he says the most electrifying.
Yeah,
man,
that made that.
That's when we see it.
That's definitely making the FU Irish play. I'm gonna say, remember what he said last show?
Yeah,
great FU Irish. Like, he's messed. He done messed up. Like. What's up with it? The tortilla soup? What was that?
Chicken tortilla soup at Damon Jones.
Chicken tortilla soup.
A grown man pulling soup another grown
this
man.
This guy.
And ripping off his shirt and stomping.
Like,
out of
what's
here.
That for? He was better off eating that. Just eat it and look quiet.
He also got fined for showing up to a team function with no shirt on, benefiting the kids.
Dude, you gotta be kidding. That's unreal. What? Look, what's up with that? What's up with the no shirt?
Why? I mean, why do you show your chest everywhere you go?
For real, I just don't understand. It's not. I mean, first it was that. First, like, he likes to get in the stands and rile everybody up, shirt off, and start swinging around his head like a helicopter. Like he's in the next Petey Pablo video. I don't understand the logic. But you know, maybe he knows something that we don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe that's it. No, but hey. We got something else?
Brother, we got a lot of material up here. We got this. Canadian woman is arrested after driving way too slowly on a major highway after her glasses broke while topping off her boyfriend at Target and was forced to squint the whole way home.
Yes, you all heard that right. Canadian woman. Oh, my goodness. She was topping off her boyfriend.
Broke. She was forced to squint all the way home.
And her glasses broke. Yeah. And apparently, I mean, hey. I'm not going to front, you know. I've enjoyed that accomplishment. But one thing that's not going to happen yo, I'm not going to put myself in a predicament where I don't make it home. And plus, if that's happening and you actually get home safe, you are a skilled person. But apparently, somebody was going too slow. But that's what it was.
Because she couldn't see you, because obviously she would not bright. If you want to top off, you made it in the parking lot. Take off your glasses, top him off. I mean, you may be near side of the far side, but it's right in your face. How can I see it? So why are your glasses still on? Why are you topping this man off?
Yeah, that's
the common sense. If you engage in that activity, take off your glasses. You don't need them on because it's right at your face. Can't not see it. Unless you just
blinds are
bad.
Oh my God. And plus from my experience, usually when you got a real getting down, you know what I'm saying, getting with it, the eyes are closed until they look up at you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like I don't understand the purpose of even trying to pull that off with the glasses on. Trying to see in a like in the cat shaft, or are you just trying to get all up in it?
I don't know, man. That sounds crazy.
I don't get it, man.
And of course, you're not.
I don't get it, brother. Huh? I don't get that. That could have been avoided.
I don't get it either.
Oh my God. Yeah. I get the FUI stamp of approval, that's for sure.
Man, what's next? Not that I'm super excited to hear it, because I know it's going to be just something goofy.
I mean, we got a Florida man arrested trying to steal two planes. Yeah, Florida again. Is a Florida man arrested after trying to steal two planes from the airport and crashing the fuel truck into Popeyes when he tried to go there and get him a two-piece spicy white with lemonade?
That's the craziest thing I've heard. That's even been the one I heard. Wait, look. Please just repeat that again for our audience. I want to hear this.
Okay.
Correct.
Florida man arrested after trying to steal.
Florida man arrested.
Crashing the fuel truck in the Popeyes where he wanted to get a two-piece spicy white with a lemonade.
That, man. That's the most ridiculous business. How do you do that?
Exactly. How do you do that?
I'm just saying, how do you pull that off? And then bust up in a Popeye. Yeah. You got all the chicken you can give me for $5.95 and put a lemonade on the side. I'm too through.
Man lost his mind.
I'm too. Dude. That's ridiculous. But man, I just gotta be again.
You got that right. Worse. Boy, are you right about that, Hollywood. Man.
You know, worse. Hey man, it's not like I'm trying to harp on these emails. I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like, these emails are crazy. What are these people thinking about? Probably the same thing that dude from Florida was thinking about when he crashed two planes. Wound up in the Popeye. Really?
Exactly.
That's just ridiculous, huh? That's ridiculous. I know what's going on in the world today. No. But, you know, that's not up to me to decide. You know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. What's next?
Alright. You're in big trouble, Mr. Chinese boy. Pees all over elevator buttons. Gets stuck in the elevator after weird man loves his mother's pregnant dump.
He was... Was he scared? Like, was he scared?
I have no idea, brother.
And he got stuck in the elevator. So he ran and got stuck in the elevator after witnessing a strange man rub his pregnant mother's stomach.
Yes.
Is that the gist of that? Okay. Yeah, I mean, was the guy dressed like a killer clown or something? Or they just said it was a strange, just a regular, yeah. Just a strange guy.
They sent the boy to a tailspin.
Okay. Yeah. That's strange. I can kind of see it happening, but that's strange. That's where, pregnant.
The boy is
really famous. Hey. Dude, I don't know. That sounds crazy, of course. I could see it happening. Now, that other one, the last one, you would never get me to imagine in a million years that somebody pulled that off. Like, that is... That's like National Enquirer. Like, that is crazy. Fun hearing it, but that's just insane. Like, for real, dude. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. Okay, I'm ready for the next one, bro. Not really, but, you know, still much more.
Your old stopping grounds, brother, in Dallas, Texas. Dallas man was arrested after being caught throwing baseballs and grapefruits and Taco Bell customers on top of the roof, causing 8 concussions, 4 broken legs, and 2 sprained ankles.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Say that again. Wait a minute. Because I know I'm hearing this wrong. I have to be.
You're not. A Dallas, Texas man was arrested from throwing baseballs and grapefruits at Taco Bell's roof at customers, causing 8 concussions, 4 broken legs, and 2 sprained ankles.
Hey, I was just saying that you can cause that damage, man. Like, I mean, what was it?
Top of the roof of Taco Bell. So why are you throwing? What makes you say baseball to counts to customers today? I mean, grapefruits. Why are you throwing grapefruits and baseball to customers? Like, what are you doing? How do you get that point? That's okay.
I mean, but I'm just saying, if you want to get discovered by a baseball team, go to the tryout. What do you think you're doing? Have to have some type of major you have to have some type of superpower to cause that much damage with grapefruit and baseball.
Yes.
Grapefruit
and baseballs.
Dude, I'm done. Like, I quit. I'm done. Like, for real. And how many ankles did this dude break?
He caused 8 concussions, 4 broken legs, and 2 sprained ankles with his throwing prowess, obviously, off the roof of Taco Bell.
This dude is that. Why do they have to be tacos? Man. Look, anyway. Just like I was saying, like, he either had a hell of a name, or he's got some type of super. He had some of those Taco Bell, and it made him go El Taco Loco, or whatever the case may be. Because that's crazy. Like, he was on top of the Taco Bell. Sniping. This guy's that's unreal, dude. For real. Come on, man. That's crazy. Not as crazy as the last two I heard, but that's off the chain. And this guy's from Dallas.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. I've seen I've seen my share of crazy things in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? I've seen, let me see if I can elaborate. I've seen just one store. I've seen top notch, well, I've seen smart females pick up bums and take them home basically to take care of their children.
Wow.
Did you hear that? I'm gonna say that again. I've seen smart women, or women who that you would think they were smart, at least, pick up bums, date them, and take them home to watch their kids. Yeah, I said it. That's unbelievable. Now, that's FUI activity. Seen that right, Alice. So there you have it. Right off the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying? Yep, it happened. Yes, Rebob. So, what we got?
Yeah, we got a few more to go. If we go to emails, people. I see y'all emailing me some more. My phone's going off. I see my iPad blazing. Emails are coming up in 7 minutes, people. We're going to go out of here at 5 past the hour. Take a 5 minute break. So, it 10 past next hour, emails till 55 past the hour, then we'll come back and get you from top of the hour to 40 past that next hour, because our live stream was delayed due to the last live stream show. We got this stream until 11 central tonight, people. So we're going to get you covered, okay? Don't worry about that. Here we go. We have a drunk Georgia woman arrested. Crashing car into the Walmart liquor store parking lot, goes and buys more wine, ties off to the security guard at Chipotle, then flees to the woods.
I can believe that. I mean, that doesn't make it any less crazy, but I can believe it. And dude, I remember you sent me that picture. I'm not to get off the... Man, I mean, not to get off the craziness, it will relieve me, but I remember when you sent me that picture of the Walmart liquor store, and I was like, and are you for real? Walmart liquor store? Because out here, we just got our first, the Walmart grocery, you understand? Where they just have the grocery, you know what I'm saying? They don't sell anything else, no clothes, no, you know, they just eat essentials, you know what I mean? Hygiene products, food, you know what I mean, of course. You know, the big Walmart that sells everything else. But I almost couldn't imagine getting a Walmart liquor store in my small town of Opelousas.
What's coming?
Like, I think, dude, I'm sure, but I mean, like, I'm just figuring this small town, like, crime would shoot up. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only, like, in the city, but at the store alone. You know, when they get those knuckleheads up in there ripping the store off, and we've seen it, like, in the Walmart grocery. You know what I'm saying? We've seen it at the Walmart's grocery store. Guys running in and running out with bottles of liquor. I mean, I don't know. Just the fact that Walmart had a liquor store just tripped me out. Period. You know what I'm saying? How many do they have, like, in your area?
I have 8 in my area, in the Atlanta area. We have 8 in our metro area.
Are you?
Yes.
Still? 8?
Yes.
Dude, that's a lot. Like, that's not chum change, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot. Well, I'm expecting it to come down here, though, and they'll probably, I mean, I could see them having one in Lafayette. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as far as coming my way, you know what I mean? Like, south, the Acadiana area, southwest Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? I can see that happen once. I don't know if they're going to have one or not. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen. I just don't see it happening in the foreseeable future. Now back to the FUI at hand. Can you go over that again?
I can. Drunk.
The Walmart liquor threw
drunk
me off.
Georgia woman crashes car into the Walmart liquor store parking lot, buys more wine, and then goes tops off the security guard at Chipotle, and then flees into the woods.
Oh, and then she flees in the woods. So she gets the security guard at Chipotle something that he'll remember.
Exactly.
And then does a fox shot into the woods. Like, really? Yeah, I got it. And all we need is more Walmart liquor stores, right? Like, she crashed into the store, got more wine.
Tossed my man off and flew into the woods.
Flashed and then jumped into the woods. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like down here where I just passed, you dig? So she would have, that would have been perfect in New Orleans. That would have been perfect. Like, she probably would have got arrested or anything. I don't even know if they had her store in New Orleans. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure that one would have flew. Because, you know, Mardi Gras down here is off the chain. Like, have you been to Mardi Gras?
Actually, in my life, I need to do that these days.
Well, yes. Definitely put that on the list because it's, man, like in me, I went in the 90s when it was like pre-Katrina. You understand what I'm saying? So it's probably even, it was on a better scale back then at the time, you know what I'm saying? But probably on a larger scale now, post-Katrina because of, the work that's been being done in New Orleans, of course. You know what I mean? And we just came from this like a week ago. And I have been there in ages. And there's just so many changes. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But I didn't see a Walmart liquor store, that's for sure. And I definitely, and even if they did have one, I definitely wouldn't have been looking forward to seeing somebody crash into the store just to get more wine, flash the guard at Chipotle, and then take off into the woods like Bigfoot.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That I'm sure that was just something that didn't, shout out to the security guard at Chipotle.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Well, folks, we're at the end of the first segment.
Five so after the hour.
Live stream tells me we're going to start up at 9:15, okay? So 9:15 will be emails. So holler, I'll be back at 9:15 for emails. They crazy. 10-minute break. If you guys hang out, holler, I'll be back in 10 minutes. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting. Focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com, or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24, or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Boston Hollywood Show, Boss Man Birthday Special. We had segment one, hour one, material. We covered J.R. Swish. We covered FUIs of all kinds and all sorts. But now, I'll turn it over to the man himself to read your listener emails. The one and only, Hollywood Alec.
Oh my God, dude. This is, look. Now, if you're a new listener, just want to let you know that a lot of these emails that I'm going to read do not make any type of sense whatsoever. So, it's just so you won't be confused. These are the emails that we received. It's a staple of what? The last 7 or 8 years?
Yes, sir.
It's been a staple of the last 7 or 8 years. That people start sending us these crazy emails. We don't know where they come from.
No idea.
A lot of times they'll send us a location, but you know, you never can. I mean, the thing is you never can tell where they're actually from. They just, a lot of times, location. A lot of times, even the location makes no sense. You're like, man, that's not even a real town, dog. You know what I'm saying? But for those new listeners, you know, the people that email us, they are FUIs, make no mistake about it. They send us just the crazy stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with nothing. And you would think that they would send us emails that pertain to the show. But a lot of times they do not. They just don't. They're just sending us emails and asking us questions that have absolutely nothing to do. They don't even make sense. A lot of them are indecipherable. Like you would, it's like, I don't understand why they do it, but they just do it, you know. And it's been happening for a while, so I read the emails anyway. No matter how goofy they sound, no matter how insane, as you're going to see, and I'm going to tell you, these right here, so without, look, I'm not even going to waste any more time. Without further ado, I have Boss Man in Hollywood's listener emails. We're going to kick it off right now with this listener email from this imbecile right here. Okay. God, it says, guys, I'm in a dilemma. Chick I like, kind of slim, with some curves, dark skin, mocha chick. Great personality. And this other chick, she's dumber than a box of rocks. Not too cute, but got a wagon out of this world, chief. I've been rocking with your brother since Wagon Lagoon Wednesday.
What?
What? Wagon Lagoon Wednesday?
What is that?
I don't know what this fool is talking about. I miss those shows. He says, look, I told myself I'd only email if have to. Okay, now is the time. What should I do? I really dig the slim with curves. We connect, right? But the dumb wagon is calling my name. Fail me concert allowance. Certify the defense patent. What? Layton was the day, Moose to Steph was the night. Delir the mice? What the hell is he talking about? Yes, indeed. Teach to Maurice the Leaf. Adam in Chicago.
Oh, God.
Man. God. Man, don't you ever in your godforsaken life embarrass my city like that again. That's number one. Number two, you need to find the highest structure in the city, and that would be the Fierce Tower. And you need to jump clean off of it. You know what I mean? Because you sound absolutely crazy. But to get to the email at hand, he says he likes
you know, he has a chick that he likes with dark skin, mocha curves, you know what I'm saying, mocha skin, curves, blase, skippy. And then he has this other chick that's dumber than a box of rocks. That's what he says. And she's not too cute, but she has a vehicle. She has a wagon out of this world. You understand? I don't know. You know, you're not just, I mean, you're not really going to be satisfied or happy just because the chick has a car. I mean, do you have a car? Does Mocha Slim have a car? Apparently not. You know, but, I mean, what do you think about that?
I think he just needs to pick the right one. I mean, hell, I mean, like, Curly got personality, the other one got a wagon. Look, me personally, I want somebody I can connect with intellectually. Not just on the physical tilt, because she's dumb as hell. You're going to be always trying to decode stuff for her ass. You know?
Oh, for real.
Like, if it was me, I'm going to go with the intellectual route. But since you through the email you sent us, Adam in Chicago, you probably going to go to dumb under the box of rocks. You dumb as she is, brother. She's in your email. That's went left so fast. Like, that's how dumb as she is based on your email, brother. I mean, you was half your email was smart, then it got stupid real fast.
Oh, yeah, real fast. Like, he totally threw me off. I was just like, man, dude, like, this is actually going to be a decent email. And then he went all F-U-R on us, like, at the end, talking about some sell me concert allowance. Man, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Like, what does that even mean?
I mean, no, forgive me, I lied. He threw me off for the first time with the Wagon Lagoon Wednesday. Let me tell you what. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know who you were listening to at the time. But it was not us. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Look, just like, I like, of course, a woman with personality. You know what I'm saying? The curve, that's cool, you know. And if she has some personality, then apparently, you know, that can lead to other things, her drive, you know, or whatever, or, you know, her hustle or whatever, you know. I'm going with the chick with the curve. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got guys that do it, but you would hate to strike three, you know, if you got another chick, she's not all that intelligent, and then she's not too cute to go with it, but, you know, you want to play her out for a car. You know, it's almost as if you really, I mean, you don't have enough hustle about yourself to get it yourself. You know what I'm saying? And really get the woman that you want. You know what I'm saying? But you're an imbecile based upon this email that you sent. So, just like you said, boss, you'll probably go with the one that's dumber than a box of rocks. And drive a car around until that gets old. Then, you know, whatever. Maurice the Leaf. Yeah, he's hot. He's super hot. Okay, man. Let's move on. Anyway. Here we go. Hello. I'm new to the area. Can you direct to the nearest plumbing, roofing, landscaping, and odd job company in the area? I just bought a house. I need to update and upgrade. Thanks. I enjoy the show. Bye.
What?
First of all, any company that you're looking for can be found with the touch of a screen. And you're sending us this goofy ass email?
Exactly.
Like, in the time that you took to send us this email, you could have found whoever you were looking for. But you're an FUI, so you chose the latter. And
But you don't tell your ladies that, though, either.
You understand? Like, you just bought a house. I need to update and upgrade. Now, I'm glad you enjoyed the show, but you're an imbecile. You know what I'm saying? Because why would you even, man, I don't. And first of all, why? You are where you're at and I'm where I'm at. How do I know who to contact in your area if you haven't even listed where you're from?
Exactly.
These people are stupid. We're moving on. Okay, listener email. Dude, really? Jay Simmons and Terry Treetop Wood?
Oh, hell.
Who is that? Listen to this. Jay Simmons and Terry Treetop Wood. Dude, I knew you were on the radio. I'm in search of music equipment and a later laser shoe to strike up when I'm in the studio with my band. And he spells band, B-A-N. The band plays music. You know the bear beats stuff. What? Is there a grant you give or salon treatment with equipment you give, eyewear on the tax you give? What? This is the stupidest. I want some tax. What's so stupid? Band needs dollars. We a biz. Rock with us. Keith Kelly in Dallas.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just hear something about somebody in Dallas?
We sure did.
I mean, you just told me that. Like, this is a, I don't know what he's saying.
I don't either. Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know what he's asking us. He said he was, I got that he's in search of music equipment. But the later laser shoe, I don't know what he's talking about.
No, it's like a bowling shoe or something, or a tap dancing shoe that we don't know about?
I have no idea. And he said he was in the studio with his band and the band plays music. No, well, I mean, that's a given. Especially when you say I'm in the studio with my band.
Exactly.
What else is the band playing? Hopscotch, jumping jacks. I mean, okay. And he, what do you say? Wait a minute. Is there a grant you give or salon treatment? What? He's tripping. I'm aware of the tax. On the tax, you, I want some tax. Anyway, Keith Kelly, look, man. You know. They, you know, I used to watch commercials like on TV that said like reading is fundamental. You get the hint? Reading is fundamental. You know what I'm saying? You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Moving on. Got another listener email. And this is really stupid. Check this out. Karu Storm in Iron Miami Napkins. Did you get that?
Terrible.
Karen's Sea Storm in Iron Miami Napkins. Unfortunately, I'm in need. Listen, look at how he spells I'm in need. Check this out. He spells I-Y-E-Y-E-M-E-N-D-K-N-E-E-D of Sam, S-A-M Assistant. I have come back in communication with an opposite specimen that I'm not. What? What does that even mean? Like, check this out. He says we have masquerations in the pet. the best is high school. Specimen wood top shelf. The third stuck between extra extremity. I seal gut sealing for the specimen. We supposed to leak up in the barouche. Hold up. All right. Tissue of specimen acne for a 600. No. Tissue and specimen acne for $600. I do not know it leak that to get it $600. What should I do? Leonard Leon in Louisiana. I'm gonna go on edge and say he should just hurry up and kill himself. Kill yourself.
Oh God.
That was the craziest thing I've ever read. You ought to see how this fool has this stuff. How he has this spelled out is just ridiculous. Every word on this email is like his secret code. It's just wrong. Extremities. He spelled extremities. Extremities. Man. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That is... You can't even really read that. Like, for real? He's embarrassing me. I'm embarrassed. From Louisiana. Unbelievable.
Right, I'm gonna go. That is the worst. Like, how you spell Louisiana. That's god awful.
That, did you see? You saw that?
I see. It's god awful. Wait, really?
Dude. L-E-W. Capital W-E-E-S-Y. Capital A-N-N-A-H. Can't just make this stuff up, dude. Like, I know they're doing it on purpose, but dude, look. Okay.
He might be that damn stupid.
They're crazy. Mike in Hollywood, I took a chick out. I meet at single speed.
Who the hell single Mike, speed?
He said Mike.
he got
my name right, but he said Mike. Huh?
Got mine wrong because you're right.
Oh,
Jesus.
It gets worse, I'm sure. Okay. He says, whoever this is, says, I took a chick out I meet at a single speed date event. We cool kicking or whatever. We hit a taco spot. Things seem cool. We exchange pleasant weather and stuff. Have you ever done that before?
No, I've never done sweet dating before in my life.
Exchanged pleasant weather? Like, you give me your rain, I give you my sunshine?
You mean pleasantries, my man? Like, a pleasantries, my man? Not a pleasant weather? Like, what?
That fool said pleasant weather and stuff. That's what he said.
Jesus.
All right. Okay. Broach idea of a second outing. Okay. Broach, I don't know where he's getting at. Then she went mute. Then text, call, Facebook, nothing. See her posting on Instagram. That hips on fleek and workout on point. I have no thought when wrong. Thuggish, ruggish, bone or nah. Confused, hit me, don't know what to do. Why she get ghost like that? I even took her home after first outing. Lost, man. Terrence from Jacksonville. Duval. Duval County. Right. This is actually, I mean, this is one of the better emails that we've gotten, actually. I mean, he took the chick out. He said they went to some singles event. They kicked it, hit a taco spot. That could be it. But, you know, I like the taco spot. That's cool. Get some tacos, chilling. Things seem cool. All right. They exchanged some pleasantries. Right, right, right. Had an idea of a second outing. Okay. Then she went mute. She wasn't communicating with him. You know, then he sees a post on Instagram with she looking good and everything, and he says, I have no thought went wrong. I don't know what the hell that means.
Exactly. What does that mean?
I have no thought went wrong. Oh. I guess he's trying to ask what went wrong.
I hope he is. I hope this is what he's trying to say.
Thuggish, ruggish, bone or not.
That dude be off right there. What does that got to do with anything?
I don't know. When I read it, I was thinking, like, maybe he wants to approach her I don't know what he tried to do. He ain't going to be able to contact her because she's not accessible. He just says he started posting on Instagram. You know? Well, I guess she's accessible if she accepts whatever comments he makes or however he tries to communicate with her, you know? But apparently she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. Maybe it was a taco. I don't know. He's confused. What's there to be confused about? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my man. I mean, she's sending you a
message. Well, yeah, I mean, she's not giving you any type of play whatsoever. She went mute. You send the text. She doesn't text you back. You said that yourself. You call, nothing. You get on Facebook. She doesn't answer you back. But you see her posting on Instagram, and you still are trying to go on a blank mission. Why she get ghosts like that, brother, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What went wrong? I mean, what do you think happened on the first date? You know what I'm saying? What you ain't telling us. Well, he said he took her home after the outing. Maybe that could have been it. Maybe whatever transpired at the house was just not what it was. Dude, I mean, despite a couple of he had a couple of things going on in this email, but this is a regular email. I mean, besides the mic, I don't know who Mike is. Terrence, congratulations. I mean, I actually got your email. That's a first.
Exactly.
We probably won't get it again, but and I'm about to prove it right now. Check this out. We got another listener email. Yeah, here we go. Oh, he's starting off bad. Squad Man Boss and Samuel Samurai Bucket. I'm done. I'm through already. Squad Man Boss. That's funny. And Samuel Samurai Bucket. Okay, gotcha. All right. I'm over this mess. Should have been long a long time a hoe.
Oh, God.
Okay. I guess he's trying to say should have been a long time ago. Right.
That's...
But I tried to listen to Godfather and try a field goal again. What?
Oh,
woman I meet in Chili's in the year 13. Man. We have weird special gold bond. Off on light switch years. What? I was a dun. You just do some milk. That's drugs. I was done deal. Then Godfather said, try woman one more time. We talked Texas and picture on phone. Set a day and night outing. See, now I'm on the way to meet. She say okay, but never shows. I'm so mad for trying again and get burned like Usher. Right. Never again. No try again. Godfather say never say never. Screw him. I done. What you think? Alex Elijah. Well, judging by what you call boss man, like a squad man boss, and getting my name, dude, she did the right thing. Like, what you think?
Yeah, based on his English, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a couple of parts that actually make sense, and I could kind of get what he's saying, but what's up with the off on light switch years? What's up with that?
What does that mean?
I don't know, dude. I mean, I just think she was right for Jet. Because if you can't even make out a Allison in St. Louis, who the heck is Alex Elijah? Whatever, I'm going to the next one. I'm not even going to entertain this foolishness right here. Except, you know, she did the right thing. You should have left a long time ago, but she beat you to it. Don't be listening to your godfather, stupid. Next. Oh, here we go. Ja R and Alex. Really? I am a friend of pregnant. Pregnant who? Alright, I'm a friend of pregnant. Pregnant is in a bad situation. Trying to make things work with baby daddy who cheat on her. Give STD and cause beast infection.
Oh, God.
Like, she had a whole chupacabra infection. That's what's up. A whole beast infection. Baby daddy, other woman slash his ties at her house. Try to fight her and baby daddy in her house. Talking, trying to be with him for the baby because her dad wasn't around in her youth. Y-O-U-F. I think is a PO decision. You gotta be kidding. A potent. I say co-parent. Man hurt her enough just while seems like pregnant, setting baby and her up for fail over some fairy tale mess that ain't realty. Realty. Not reality, realty. What should I do or say in today or tomorrow, Frank in South Carolina? Boss, I'm gonna let you take this one, dude. I'm just too tired. I'm too through.
Man, well, you're noble in your efforts.
Oh, if God.
If quote pregnant has this mindset, she wants a fairy tale, it's not gonna happen. Y'all gotta let her sink and fail. You have done your part as a friend who was barely mentally stable himself to be there for her. And it's after a cheating or a venereal disease and a quote beast infection or yeast infection rather.
Yeah, it must have been a
beast. Try to make it work with him. That girl is blind and her eyes are wide open and she can't see. She got the tunnel vision for this dude and she can't see past all the drama and BS. Brother, you're right. The baby, her all up for trouble. But you let her fail to see for herself. Because it's her life, it's her baby, not your responsibility. If she chooses to be stupid, let her be stupid. She believes that because of the baby daddy, and I even forget all that. If dude is screwy and foul, co-parent that thing and you control the action. But let him have any say-so, he's gonna ruin her the baby. That's what's gonna happen, Frank. And you can't articulate that to her probably the way I just did. Tell us to the show and hear it from me right now and she'll be okay if she chooses to take my advice. If she does not, that's on her and she'll be the FUI just like you, brother.
Yep.
You, Frank. English. Books a million, Barnes & Noble, Brookstone, a lot of books for you to read to make you better.
Awesome, awesome, awesome commentary, boss man. I loved it. And you basically summed it up. Look here, Frank, even though you're an idiot, you know, it shouldn't be hard for you to understand that you're just getting, you know, your friend, and I think you're on to the right idea. You tell her what you have to tell her and let that be that. She can make her own decision, I'm sure. You know, even if it's the wrong one, you have to let her bump her head where she may. If she's going to go back to this guy after getting burnt up, getting all kinds of applause and clapping the mouth, you understand, and getting the salmonella, you know, that's on her. You've done your part. And I think you're right. I think it is a very poor decision. And maybe she should get full custody because, you know, it's not going to be, with the stuff that he's doing, apparently, it's not going to be a really healthy environment for the children. But, you know, I mean, if he's taking care of the kids, you know, you might want to look into co-parenting. You know, that's a decision that you're going to have to make. You could co-parent, but I don't think it's the stuff that he's doing. Did he send somebody to cut the tires or something like that? Ridiculous. He said his other woman slashed his tire at the house and tried to fight her and baby daddy in her house. So basically, the chick is making it hard, trying to go over there and start on it. It just doesn't seem healthy in all the situations, really. But try to be peaceful. Don't be slashing nobody's tires. You can tell her that. Co-parent, I can dig if he's going to take care of the kids and he's not going to be acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, step up to the plate and be a woman. Don't be slashing nobody's tires and just take care of the kids and do the best that you can. I mean, is that summing it up?
Well, brother,
I don't know. This whole thing is confusing. I'm moving on. I have no time. Oh, man. Here we go. Got another listener email here. Check this out. Simeon No Hair and Bank Portel Jariah. What is that? Simeon No Hair and Bank Portel Jariah. Unbelievable. I got an iPad from pawn shop that is locked from old owner. How I unlock it? Can I send it to you for reporting repair? Thanks, Mike. Mike, don't email us no more. Don't even email us no more. You're banned. I'm going to take a page out of Shaw's book. Boom. You're banned.
Out of here.
Out of here. See ya. Peace. Arrivederci. Dude. How can I? You might not be able to unlock it, goof. Or maybe you can go to Google and try to figure it out. But you're an idiot. I'm moving on. Mike. Being bad. What's up with the... I'm going back. What's up with the Simeon No Hair?
What the hell is that?
He already lost. The Simeon No Hair and Bank Portel Jariah? Really? Gotcha. Okay.
What?
Right. My thoughts exactly. Here we go. Oracle and Steamboat. I'm too.
Jesus.
What's an email? What? I don't get it. Is this right? What can I say in email? Tease and form. Teddy Shaw in Colorado. What's an email? Like, have you been living under a rock for I don't know how long? Like, what are you talking about? I don't get it either. And this is not right. And you know what? If I had to send you an email, yeah. market would say, yeah, take that leap, dude, because you're finished. You're done, done. Hey, Sean, Colorado. Colorado, let me tell you something. Colorado must have some high-powered stuff out there. They have to. Because, like, this is the second report we've got about some person in Colorado that has apparently lost their mind. Looks like I'll be going to Colorado soon. Anyway, we got another listener email. All right. Jay Hollywood and Master Price.
Wow.
Dude, he calls you Master P, dude. Master Price. I see words on the soap media saying the steam would be at 9 Eastern time. He has 9 ET. What does ET... What does ET to mean? I don't hit, I'm on in Arizona aloof. What? Aloof?
What
is that? Becker Matthews.
That is terrible.
Why are they sending us stuff like this, man? I see words on the soap media. I see words on the social media saying the stream would be at 9 Eastern. You're an idiot. These people are slow, man. They are slow, bro. What does ET mean? Well, it don't mean extraterrestrial, that's for sure. Man alive. Anyway. All right, moving on. Because we have to. Show Salmon. What is that?
Exactly.
Show Salmon. Right. At what do women stop calling you a baby in reverence to your age of math? What? At what do women stop calling you? Dude, are you for real? This woman, 40. This woman, 47 and, no, this woman is 47 and I'm 39, and she calling me a baby. What point of just be I younger than her? I grown, she grown, tired of this chest. What's the world systemic subject subheading on it? Damn Felix in Ohio. What's the world systemic subject subheading on? What is he talking about? Do you have any idea?
I have no clue. I say, brother, I don't know when they stop calling you a baby. I don't know what age you they stop. No, I'm in my 30s and I got one 41 saying, you're a baby.
You understand?
Male power.
Well, that depends on the. I mean, that also depends on the relationship you have with this woman. Like, if y'all are kicking it, you know, she's not calling you baby because you're younger. Ding that. She's calling you because maybe she wants you to know that you're her baby. You know, in the relationship sense of the word. Ohio ought to be ashamed of themselves. Everybody in state. But we got some worse ones coming up. Let me get to them. Oh, here
we
go.
Three more to go. Three more to go.
Listen to him. Okay. Wilson, dude. Wilson Bugatti and Turban Next Al. What? Dude, he called you Wilson Bugatti.
Terrible.
Wilson Bugatti. Why? If possible, can I do my Texas from this fool said, not Texas. Texas. I need a Texas refund. I don't know how to do Texas. Also, Wet Blue Texas references refuse refund with Recluse will be allowed to get a Walmart liquor store. Chavez and Carbondale. Dude, is this for real? We were just talking about the Walmart liquor store. This is...
Yeah, that was live. That just came in live, yes.
That is horrible. They just sent this not that long ago, I'm sure.
Yes, not very long ago at all.
Chavez is trying to be funny. You trying to be funny? You ain't funny. You're an idiot. And you're pitiful. And you need to learn how to spell. He said Walmart liquor store. L-I-C-K-H-E-R. Unbelievable. I told y'all, man. I told you all. This is what it is, brother. These FUI emails are unreal. Okay. Quickly. Memphis Memorex writes, and Del P. Alex, I guess I know who I am. I guess you're Memphis Memorex, right?
Yeah, obviously.
I have a locket for you. Can I come to the forum to get you to reprint me in case? I will form field with the basketball. I will form field with the basketball court. Hey, Larry. And then he continues to write, fine wax for shin, the dollars in box, and rare hair box to the south, to the calves with a cassowary casserole and sod for the ducking of holes with sidelines.
That's god awful.
I'm speechless.
These were god awful. These are probably the worst emails we've seen in our lives, probably.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we've seen worse, but these are just really bad. Like, they weren't trying to. You all. Maybe it's for your. Maybe it's because of your birthday, man. I think that's what it is. Maybe it's because it's your birthday and they know this is a birthday show. They're sending the most illiterate emails, the most reproachable emails that they can send, and they're doing an awfully good job. This is the dumbest thing I've ever. Well, I don't even know what this guy right here is saying. Fine wax for shin. The dog. It's like he fell asleep while he was trying to fight this or something. Like he just, I mean, not even Nutso got that high. Like.
Lost it. Well, like, it's now top of the hour, folks. Live stream tells me we'll be back in 10 pages. Last seconds.
Oh my god, this is unbelievable, dude. I'm still tripping. But we gonna be back.
Yes, indeed. So 10 past the hour, we back. Last segment. All material. Recap. Boston Hollywood. We back in this hour. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.